VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America, and going to be a little bit different of a program today. First of all, I want to start out with a point of optimism here from President Trump as he gave a virtual town hall on Fox today, saying he wants the country's economy reopened by Easter. That's amid questions over how long people should stay home and businesses should remain closed, or in order to slow the spread of the coronavirus. He said we lose thousands and thousands of people a year to the flu. We don't turn the country off. He said we don't call up, he said we lose many more than to automobile accidents, but we don't call up the automobile companies and say stop making cars. We have to get back to work. He said, I can tell you that at no point, this is Mike Pence now saying, can tell you at no point has a White House coronavirus task force discussed what some people call a nationwide lockdown, or as you describe a stay-at-home order. So the president, optimistic, he wants things back to work by Easter, April 12th. We'll see what develops along that line. Lord willing, tomorrow we'll have more on the coronavirus itself. But today on Crosstalk, want to refocus our sights. It seems every time we put on the news, things have gone from bad to worse. For instance, here in Wisconsin today, a new executive order coming down from our governor regarding the forced closure of businesses all across the state effective 8 o'clock tomorrow morning that he deems as being non-essential. Actions like these are being repeated in states or communities across the nation, and we've seen the closure of churches and many of you lacking that fellowship with fellow believers at your church. By the way, we do encourage you, stay in contact with your pastor or church leadership by phone. Stay in contact by social media if you can with those in your church, with your pastor. Many churches streaming messages to the congregation, and I encourage you to participate in that. If you don't have that capability or your church doesn't have that capability, please know this Christian station you're listening to has programming to build you up in the faith and to stay tuned for that fellowship. But with all that's going on, it becomes easy for us to just be overwhelmed by these many things and be consumed by fear, be consumed by doubt, anxiety, and yes, even for some, it's been despair. And while there are many issues around us, today's program, though, is designed to be one of encouragement to you, one to build you up, one to strengthen you in the faith. And today we're going to be inviting you to call in. I want you to give you a heads up here for a moment. We're going to be having you call in with a scripture verse of encouragement that you can share with others. Or if you have a brief word of testimony of how God's been at work, even in these troubling times, we'll be inviting your calls as well. Before we open phone lines, though, and I want you to get yourselves prepared so that when we open phone lines, you're going to be able to go to your phone and communicate with us and with our listeners today that verse of encouragement to others during these troubling times. But I shared on our morning program on VCY America the other day, yesterday, some thoughts from Dr. Neil Jackson, who has been on this program before. He's pastor of Beulah Baptist Church in Bennett, North Carolina, and he wrote a piece on making the best of a horrible pandemic. And just wanted to share quickly with you some of those things. How do we respond in such a time as this? How do we make the best of a horrible pandemic? And he presented for us six ways. Number one is to bless the Lord. Job 1:20-22 says, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down to the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. And Dr. Jackson says, make this a time in which you spend greater seasons in fellowship and communion with our God. Bless the Lord. That should be our first response, keeping our eyes focused on Him. Praise His name. Number two is to bless your spouse. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Make this a time in which you daily serve your spouse. This will totally change the environment around your home and set the atmosphere and tone of your home. Instead of living in a critical, cynical environment, it'll be one that ministers to others. Bless your spouse. Number three is to bless your kids. Ephesians 6:4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. A time of recreation, have fun, enjoy the time that you have, play ball with them, board games, a time of instruction which you daily teach your children about life and its many principles. Help your children realize how important it is to know and trust God through these challenging times. We don't have to panic. We don't have to be afraid. However, we should use common sense and be prepared, but read passages from Scripture that give us an example of how God took care of His people, especially in a time of crisis. How did these people respond? How should we respond? So that time of instruction, but also a time of inspiration, a great opportunity to have a nightly family worship and prayer time together. The fourth item, he says, to bless your neighbors. Luke 10:36-37, which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? It's about the Good Samaritan. And he said he had showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus, go and do thou likewise. So think of the senior citizens around you that you could bless. Bless them with a phone call, an email, a care basket at their door of supplies. Do an act of service for your neighbors. Do something for them. Have your children make cards and care packages for them. Offer to go get supplies for shut-ins who are not able to get out. So bless your neighbors. Number five is to bless your servants. Colossians 4:1 says, masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. Think of those that are serving you daily. The postman, the emergency personnel, electric company, a mechanic, a vet, a doctor. How can you bless them for the service to you and to your family? They have issues right now as well that they're having to deal with. You could greatly encourage them. And then number six, be blessed. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Make memories. What can you do to make this time more memorable and beneficial? Watch some old films, home movies. Do some special craft or art projects. Maybe it's doing a camp out in the backyard or making cookies or playing board games, he says. But make progress. Do those things around the house that you keep putting off. Clean out the basement or the attic. Perhaps it's some yard work or scrapbooking or spring cleaning, and on it goes. So again, just in brief, to bless the Lord, bless your spouse, bless your kids, bless your neighbors, bless your servants, and then be blessed. Some good thoughts from Dr. Neil Jackson from Beulah Baptist Church for making the best of a horrible pandemic. Well, I'm opening our phone lines today. We want today's program to be one of encouragement. Yeah, we've got more issues we'll be talking about this week here on Crosstalk, important matters. But today, let's encourage one another. What verse of Scripture comforts you? Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. 800-733-9829. Today is one of those programs that we look for many, many calls or participation. And that means as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that'll be your opportunity to give us a call. The number 800-733-9829. What verse gives you comfort? What verse of Scripture gives you encouragement? Maybe a brief word of testimony you'd like to share for such a time as this. Let's encourage one another as we ought to do. Again, our number is available. Lines are all filled up right now. So as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that's your opportunity to call. Write down the number, 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Dave, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. The sun is shining. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost, Romans 15:13. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Dave. Walt is calling from Port Charlotte, Florida. Walt, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to pass on something that our pastor mentioned a few weeks ago about washing your hands. And he said, if you say the Lord's Prayer while washing your hands, that's about the 20 seconds that they recommend. And that's much more comforting than singing the happy birthday song.
Oh, as a matter of fact, one of the people we've had on Crosstalk, Dr. David Stevens, recommends singing the song Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, and that will also take care of it, too.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Leroy in Monticello, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Scripture from the Bible, Book of Revelation, they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. If there's ever a time that we need to look to Jesus and His shed blood, it's today.
Amen.
I want to encourage everybody that you know, look to the blood of Jesus. His blood will not fail us.
Thank you, Leroy. Sharon is next in West Dallas, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Wisdom, chapter 5, 15 through 16. For the hope of the wicked is as dust, which is blown away with the wind, and as a thin froth, which is dispersed by the storm, and a smoke that is scattered abroad by the wind, and as the remembrance of a guest of one day that passeth by, but the just shall live forevermore, and their reward is with the Lord, and the care of them with the Most High.
Thank you, Sharon, for sharing that. And folks, today our number 800-733-9829 to encourage one another. What verse of Scripture brings you comfort? What verse is that which gives you encouragement to share with the listeners today? Joan in New Lisbon, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Joan, you need to turn the radio off, please.
Oh, yes, I forgot about
okay.
that.
Yep, that's so important, okay, because we do operate with delay here, Joan.
Okay, there it's off.
Okay.
We just recently had revival meetings, and we had to close down because of the coronavirus. And the pastors decided to put it online.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, people, and over 1,000 people, listened to those sermons mm-hmm. from the revival meetings, and a man got saved. Over in Elroy, which is like 12 miles from here. And when the pastor went to call on him, then they gave him Bibles, and then his wife got saved.
Praise the Lord.
So, you know, this coronavirus is a blessing because we're reaching more people.
Wow.
So thank the Lord for it.
Great testimony. Thank you, Joan, for sharing that today. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Let's go to Eva. Next, you're on the air, Eva.
Hi. One of my favorite verses is Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Great verses.
And, yes, and I've been witnessing to people. I've been having more and more of an opportunity to tell them about the Lord and for salvation. I also have asked a couple of people for Bible studies, and they're very open. And they just say, you know, thank you for encouraging me.
Yeah.
And I said, that's the Lord. We need the Lord Jesus. And he is very much in control, and he is on the throne.
Yeah.
So do not fear.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brenda, for sharing that. Many are just living in fear. Yeah, people, I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm troubled. And what a time to share the good news. Brenda's next, Nashville, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I woke up the other morning, it was in deep in the night, the early hours of the morning, and I wasn't so much fearful as I kind of felt overwhelmed and without the fear. And the Lord, it was like thunder in my spirit, for no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Mm-hmm. It just thundered through me.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to leave you with that Amen. For encouragement today.
Thank you, Brenda. We can trust God even in the midst of a storm, can't we? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to more of your phone calls here at Crosstalk. Write the number down. I've got one open line at 800-733-9829. But we'll be back in just a minute, and the whole next segment will be taking your calls, testimonies, verses of Scripture for such a time as this. Back in a moment here on Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how did Darwin come up with the idea of evolution?
Chris Charles Darwin was actually preparing to be a pastor. His real interest, however, was in the study of nature. Sometimes school kids are taught that Darwin was a believer in creation until he went to the Galapagos and saw that the facts of nature pointed otherwise. This is not true. Darwin's grandfather, Erasmus Darwin, was a renowned scientist and poet back in the 1700s. He was also a vicious anti-Christian. In 1770, he began to promote evolutionary ideas. When Charles Darwin wrote his book Origin of Species, he repeated the main examples of evolution used by his grandfather. He rejected Scripture in favor of his grandfather's evolutionary ideas, and thereby affected the whole Western world. How much better if he had gone back to Genesis and seen the truth that's recorded there.
Thanks, Dr. John.
Encouragement for times like these. That's our topic today on Crosstalk, inviting you to call with a verse that comforts you, a verse that brings you encouragement. Some of you feel very boxed in right now. We all have that feeling. Where can I go? What can I do? And today, let's focus on encouraging one another. And certainly, the Word of God gives us that hope, even in time of despair. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Holding the longest has been Adriana. Hi, Adriana. You're on the air.
My favorite verse for this type of thing is the Lord commands Joshua 1, verse 12.
Oh. Go ahead. Adriana, go ahead, please.
Yes, okay. Okay, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's
it
a precious verse.
To me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for your call here today. Maxine is next in Prairie du Chien. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi. Last Sunday, March 8th, Pastor Dahl challenged us with this verse, 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love, and a sound mind. Mm-hmm. So I look to that these days.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Maxine. Amber is next in Liberal, Missouri. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to share a verse that I heard in a sermon this morning, and it's Isaiah 41:10. Mm-hmm. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness."
Amen. Great verse.
Thank you.
Thank you, Amber. Courtney is next, Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you saints out there. I'm 79 going on 80, but I want to say something. I wake up trusting in the Lord, and this is my Bible verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I ask God each and every day, to direct me to who I can lift up the name of Jesus and to praise his name and to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And God just directs me to so many unsaved and saved saints. And it's a blessing to the people that God will show you who to witness to. And I don't go to them. He brings them to me. And it's just joy being in the Lord. Get Amen. In your Bible, saints, and read that word every day. You ain't going to feel boxed in. You're going to feel the joy of the Lord. God bless you all now.
God bless you, Courtney. Thanks for the call. Lee is next in Stone Creek, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. It's the Aaronic blessing, number 6:24-26. I'm out in the woods working, so my memory, I hope, is perfect. The Lord bless thee and keep thee and shine his face upon thee, lift up his countenance to thee and be gracious unto thee and give thee peace. Mm-hmm. The Hebrew word for shine is a verb, and it means to dispel darkness. And I think in these troublesome times, it's really comforting to know that God, more than anything else, not only wants to calm people's fears, he wants to drive the darkness out. Who doesn't love John chapter 1?
Hmm.
I like the verse where it says, "And he's the light that lights the lives
yes.
of men."
Yes, amen, amen. God bless you, Lee. Thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary in Lubbock, Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, my favorite scripture is at this time, it's Psalms 41, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength and a very present mm-hmm. help in trouble.
Amen. Great verse.
Amen.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Thank you.
Abigail is next in Wisconsin Dells. You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say Psalm 120, verse 1. I cried out unto the Lord, and he heard me. So in this time when we're feeling like we can't, that we're not connected to people or that we can't see anybody, that we're just cut off, remember, God's still there.
Mm-hmm.
You can still talk to him, and he still will hear you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for calling, Abigail. Indeed, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Friends, our telephone number is 800-733-9829. We're going now to New Mexico. Yvonne is calling. You're on the air, Yvonne.
Yes, my psalm is 38 and 39, that the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for the call. Robert in Glendale, you're on the air.
Well, good afternoon, brother. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Hey, Dr. David Stevens gave a verse the other day, and I've been sharing it with everybody because it's fabulous. It's out of Proverbs chapter 29. Verse 25, and it is, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso put his trust in the Lord shall be safe.
Amen. Amen.
That's all we got to do. Trust the Lord with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, all of our ways. Acknowledge him, and he will direct our path.
God bless you, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye. William and East Troy, you're on the air.
Brother Jim, my verse is out of Romans 13, verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. And this week we took the opportunity to fold up some gospel tracts about the coronavirus and stick them in door handles at a bunch of different shopping centers and Walmart and such, just to be a blessing and a testimony so the Lord can use this time for his kingdom. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, William. Robert in Apple Valley, California, you're on the air.
God bless you, Jim. My scripture, Psalm 91, 1 through 6. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. God bless you, Jim. Everyone be blessed in the Lord and be encouraged. God is in control.
Amen. God bless you, Robert.
God bless you, Jim.
And let's go to Barry in Tennessee. You're on the air, Barry.
Yes. I just wanted to say that, you know, this thing didn't catch God off guard.
Right.
God is at the center of this thing. You know, he's trying to prepare himself a people. I believe that, who he loves, he chases. You know, this church is not the church that came out of that upper room. You know, and I'll tell you what, this is a great opportunity for the church to have real revival, to get their eyes on God, to fast, to pray, to seek his face like they've never sought it before. I'll tell you what, there's been too much entertainment, too much playing around. We've danced around the peripheral golden calf too long in our churches. I've been to a lot of churches, and I'll tell you, like my wife says, we've been into a lot of churches, and she says she's waiting for the casket to come in because she says it's so dead, God's not in the presence of it, yet they continue to go on just like in the Bible. You know, the Bible talks about they went on and they weren't aware that God wasn't even there. And that's where we're at right now. And I mean, if we would get back on our faces and our preachers would start preaching the uncompromised word of God again, we'll see things. God has no problem turning this around. God can turn things around in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. If he has a problem with his children, and that's where we're at right now.
Thank you, Barry, for your thoughts. Bernadette in Scottsdale, Arizona, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm. Bernadette,
you're being confused by your radio. Listen to your phone, please.
Okay. Second Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name should humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and heal their land.
Amen.
Thank you very much, and the Lord be with you all.
Thank you, Bernadette. Appreciate your call here today. asking for verses that give you comfort, verses that give you encouragement that you can share as being a comfort and encouragement to others today, or a brief word of testimony. Fred in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to thank God for the gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, you know, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ plus nothing for salvation, known as the fifth gospel. And I think all churches should have on a Sunday where across America they all preach the same message on this gospel, because a lot of people haven't heard or are unaware of it, and they need to hear it for salvation.
Thank you, Fred. William is next in Nacita, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes. 2 Timothy 1 through 9 brackets this powerful verse: "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind."
Yeah, indeed. Great verse. Thank you, William.
Thank you.
Brenda's next in Livingston, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. A scripture I keep referring back to is Philippians 4:4-7, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
Amen. Amen. And keep in mind, Paul wrote that when he was in prison, going through time of hardship. Thank you for sharing that, Brenda. Let's go to Beth next, calling from Jefferson. You're on the air, Beth.
Yes. I can't look up the scripture right now, but I know that it's in Exodus, and God says to Moses and the Israelites right before he parts the Red Sea to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And maybe that's what we need to do, is to quit fussing and fretting and just stand still and wait for God to work.
Yeah, and that's found in Exodus 14:13, and I like the phrase right before it, "And Moses and the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." So fear not, stand still, look at what God is doing here. Amen.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for the call here today. Let's go to Steve next in Salina, Kansas. You're on the air, Steve.
Jim, my verse has already been pretty much read over and over again, but I'm going to tell you something. We've been exposed to something much worse than any kind of virus, and that's sin.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ can cure that. So, folks, shut the media off, get back into the Word, proclaim Jesus, because you know what? That's the best vaccine you can use to cure the ills of the world.
God bless you, Steve. Thanks for the call. We've got Jeff next in Lancaster, Ohio. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I have a verse that always encourages me, but it always convicts me, and that is a good thing. It's 1 Corinthians 9:16. "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel." And I think in this day and time, you know, what an opportunity we have with people seriously, you know, thinking about eternity, where they're going to go when they die, and we have the answer.
Amen.
We have the hope of the gospel that we need to share, but that we're responsible for sharing.
Amen.
It really is our mandate. So just wanted to encourage you and your listeners and myself, too, with that verse.
Thank you for calling here today. Matter of fact, Mike Gendron's scheduled to be with us tomorrow here on Crosstalk, and we're going to look further at the gospel and the importance of the gospel. And some are being led astray right now, and we'll be talking about that. Mike's got quite a background, and he'll be sharing more with you tomorrow on Crosstalk. But today, we're encouraging one another from the Word of God. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
What will the world look like in the last days? One significant clue the Bible offers is a fascinating look at the New Babylon. More than one-tenth of the book of Revelation is devoted to prophecies about this city, the center of the Antichrist world government. In the book New Babylon Rising, trusted prophecy expert Ron Rhodes offers insight into what God's Word tells us about the worldwide influence of New Babylon in the end times. You'll discover the rampant paganism and evil that will mark this city, the forthcoming time of great tribulation, the coming cashless society, and you'll see how prophecies presented in the Old Testament will be fulfilled. You'll discover that no matter how uncertain the future looks, you can have peace knowing that God is in full control. New Babylon Rising, available for a donation of $17 or more from VCY America. Call 1-800-729-9829.
Encouragement for times like these. That's our topic today on Crosstalk, where we're inviting you to call in with either a brief testimony or share a verse of Scripture as to what verse brings you comfort, what verse brings you encouragement in times like these. And certainly we oftentimes look inward. We look at the circumstances around us today. Let's focus in on the Lord and encourage one another from His Word. Let's go to Pasco, Washington, and we have Martin calling in. Hi, Martin. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Jim. There's lots of neat scripture I've been hearing this morning. The scripture that I want to share with you is a little bit different, perhaps.
Okay.
Out of John 11:35, Jesus wept.
Yeah.
Jesus wept, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that have lost a friend, have lost somebody nearby. This morning, a friend of mine lost his wife.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And we're sorry to hear these things, and it brings a tear to our eye, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the beauty of it, though, is that she knew Jesus, and she beat it home, Jim.
Yeah, with the Lord.
And then she's, that's right, that's right. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of it. So 11:35, John 11:35 is what I want to share with you folks. Have a blessed day, and just keep on doing what you're doing, Jim.
God bless you, Martin. Thank you for the call.
God bless you.
Mark is next in Newark, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm listening to all the praises or the words out of the book.
Yeah, the scriptures.
And I just want to say that let's all pray for the truckers out there because they sure doing a good job. They're holding the front line for the nation, filling our baskets and the stores because they are really, really hustling out there.
They are, and we're very grateful for them. We have many who drive truck who listen to this program and these Christian radio broadcasts, but we're so grateful for them. They're very much on the front lines in providing for the nation, as are those in the ag industry and those that are certainly in the medical professions and caring professions and first responders. And, let's remember those truckers as well. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Nick.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Eddie in Glasgow, Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim, praise the Lord for all the good scriptures being quoted and broadcasted today. That's comfort to my soul. I wanted to quote one Psalms 121, verses 1 and 2. I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I'd also like to say one more thing to my brothers and sisters out there. Watch the movie called Clancy. It's about a 12-year-old Christian girl that's living on the street. She's homeless, and she comforts everyone she runs into. She shares everything she has, and it'll warm your heart. God bless you, Brother Jim.
Thank you, Eddie. Let's go to Elaine next in Anago, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. First of all, I really appreciate you and Crosstalk in this program today.
Great.
But a verse that often comes to my mind is Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. And I know that whatever happens or whatever comes along, God has a plan and a good purpose in everything for our good and especially for His pleasure and His glory.
Amen. Thank you, Elaine. Debbie is next in Zanesville, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes, Jim. During this coronavirus pandemic, there's a special verse my father liked, and I'm glad my mom and dad are still healthy and still with us. They're 85, will be 85 and 86, but it's in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think someone else said that too, but that's one of my dad's favorite and mine too.
It's a great
passage.
I use
it every time I can.
Great.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Jim is next in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd just like to say thank you for all the calling in with words of encouragement and exhortation. We're really missing out on that because we haven't been able to attend church. So thank you, everyone, for that. In Psalms 103, 1 through 5 comes to mind many times, even before this latest pandemic was coming around. It came to my heart and mind, so I'd like to share this. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles."
Amen. Great passage. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Adam is next in Westfield, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Adam.
Yes, I heard a call earlier. A woman gave testimony on how her church is putting everything online, and other people have heard it, and she testified that that a couple of people got saved, and that inspired me to call with this verse. It's Genesis 50:20. "But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Joseph writing that very, or telling that very aspect there, that it was, that his brothers meant evil against him, God planned it for good. Thank you for sharing that, Adam.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Kevin is next. You're on the air, Kevin.
Thank you. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And I can't remember the rest of it.
I'll help you with that, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life."
Okay, thank you, Jim. Mm.
Great passage. Thank you, Kevin. Diana in New Lisbon, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to let you know how I am encouraging my girls. I have a King's Kids girls group on Wednesday nights, 5th and 6th grade girls. And I have the Wednesday before St. Patrick's Day, I had given all of the girls a 365 read-aloud bedtime stories. They have illustrations in them. I gave them a box of colored pencils and a pencil sharpener, and I told them to take those home and work on those verses. And the good thing about these is it's got short Bible stories in here, about one page, and it has the reference to where the story came from in the Bible, and I told them to make sure that they looked that up in their Bible, too. And I said, not just learning the verse isn't enough. You have to learn the reference, too, because then that way that's like a GPS to help you find it in your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to be calling those girls and find out if they're reading their books and coloring their pictures.
Great. Well, that's a great opportunity, Diana, to continue to minister, even when you can't have that face-to-face contact as such, but to call them, challenge them in the faith. Accountability is there as well. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go back to California. We have Sharon calling. You're on the air, Sharon.
Good afternoon, Jim. Thank you so much for the blessing that this program is today to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I have two scriptures, one for the morning and one for the evening, that comfort me. And it's the morning one is Psalm 143:8. "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee."
Mm-hmm.
And the evening one is Psalm 4:8. "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." And I wanted to share that a little thing that someone told me a while ago is, if you put your finger in front of your face, maybe about a few inches from your face, and you look at your finger, everything in the background is fuzzy. But if you look at the background, your finger is fuzzy. So that reminds me of the song, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, Look Full in His Wonderful Face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace."
Thanks for sharing that, Sharon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. John is calling next in Minnesota. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just want to say I'm a daily listener to Crosstalk, and I just love listening to you. And the verse that I want to share today is Luke 22:40, when Jesus came to his disciples and said, "Could you not tarry 1 hour? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." What did they do? They slept. And I just can't say enough. This past week, I've been off from work, and I've just been in the presence of the Lord. It's just been awesome. Mm. And what came to me today, no matter what happens, we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, no matter what happens, even if our God doesn't deliver us, we will not bow down and serve idolatry. You look at the sports and the concerts. Where is that now? We only can just focus in on God. There was a good book. There was a good book a pastor wrote. I think we should get it out. Could You Not Tarry 1 Hour? He broke down the Lord's Prayer into an hour-long prayer. Hmm. And I just want to leave with this verse here, Jim, in Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to my commandments, and keep all my statutes, I will not put none of these diseases that I put upon the Egyptians. And I think that's just, as Christians, I think we can just turn to the Lord. We can turn to the Lord now. I think he's trying to get our attention.
Amen. Thank you, Jim.
I just want to say God bless. Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate your call. Angie is next in McPherson, Kansas. You're on the air, Angie.
Yes, I'm going to go about this in a little bit different. I have this tape inside my Bible, and it speaks to me. It's called Who I Am in Christ, and it's by Carol Ann Draper. I am an awesome spirit being, made in his image and saved by his grace. I am totally loved by God in spite of my performance, completely forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ who died for me. Daily empowered by the Holy Spirit who lives in me and desires to live through me. Absolutely nothing can touch my life apart from God's permission. I am a child of the eternal King, welcomed into his presence at any time for any reason. I am heaven-bound and joy-filled. I am his special treasure, and he knows me by name.
Very good. Thank you for sharing that today, Angie.
Thank you.
Let's go to Mitchell, South Dakota. Tim, you're on the air.
Wait, I went to a car accident 26 years ago. It left me a wheelchair. And the first verse that came to me was, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Romans 8:28.
All things work together for good to them who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose.
Five all things.
Thank you, Tim. Donald is next in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. One of my favorite verses I've reflected on recently is Romans 8:1. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And I believe that's a great verse to meditate on. I think it's unfortunate that some newer versions omit that latter part, because I do believe that's a very important part of the verse, in the New Testament. I believe it should be kept in there.
Okay. Well, thank you, Donald, and we thank you for sharing that. We're just seconds away from our next break, so we're going to pick up our next calls right after the break so we don't have to interrupt the caller. But today on Crosstalk, amidst the storms of life that many are facing at this time and the discouragements and, as one caller pointed out, even the sadness, today we're inviting you to call in with encouragement for times like these. And sharing a verse of scripture of encouragement, a scripture verse of comfort, and we'll take more of your calls following the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Week in Minute, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewradio.com. Neo-Marxists in our leadership at the local, state, and federal level are taking advantage of the coronavirus. By the way, there seems to be overwhelming evidence that China deliberately allowed this to spread around the world. They did not inform the World Health Organization for over a month after they knew what was going on. They allowed people to be infected and then travel to places throughout the world. Ironically, in 1999, two communist Chinese colonels wrote a document for the People's Liberation Army entitled Unrestricted Warfare that we've discussed for years. In that document, they call for using biological weapons on America and that they could get Americans to be afraid and surrender. They talked about the fact that Americans would be psychologically damaged. Americans now are psychologically damaging and destroying our own economy with socialist plans. The coronavirus is real. The solution to the communist Chinese coronavirus is not to collapse our own economy.
What a delight. The way calls are coming in today, we'd have no problem going a second hour, a third hour, and on throughout this day, taking time for encouragement in times like these. We're going right back to the phone lines in West Allis, Wisconsin. Brad, you're on the air.
Hi, Brother Jim. I always loved this one when I attempted to get down. God is just putting it on the idolaters who mold themselves idols out of gold and silver and call it a god, and they have to carry him around, and he can't save him or answer to him. And he finishes with this: remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
Yeah.
That's always been a good one for me.
Yep, indeed. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. There is none other. Let's go to Weyerhaeuser, Wisconsin. Rod, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, Jim. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I call in once in a while. You probably recognize my voice. And I'm kind of like a critic. But, you know, that's my problem. I have obsessive-compulsive behavior. I'm on medication. So when I pray, I often sometimes wonder, does God even hear my prayer? So I always remember the one in the Gospels about that every hair on our head are numbered. So because if that's the case, then with 7 billion people, if I pray, God hears me.
Indeed. Indeed. Scripture says in the book of James, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Thank you,
okay.
Rod. Let's go to Kevin next in Eau Claire. You're on the air.
Well, yeah, hello, Jim. I just want to say thank you for allowing us to express ourselves today. See, my verse is from Matthew 28, verse 20. Of course, part of the last verse, it says, before Jesus Christ went up to heaven, he said, and remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age.
Yeah.
And I want to add this, that God is with us, and he's a good God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Kevin. We've got Richard next in Watertown. You're on the air.
Hello, Jim. I got some words of encouragement. John 16:33, for I have come to tell you this, so my peace will be with you. In the world you'll have trouble, but cheer up, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
And
amen.
God is bigger than the virus, Jim.
Amen. Thank you, Richard.
Amen. And you're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Linda in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hi. It is hard to see a person that is really close to you die at various times.
Yeah.
But there is a verse in Isaiah 57:1 that says, the righteous person perishes and nobody gives it a thought. Godly men are taken away, and no one understands that the righteous person is taken away from the evil to come. Thank you.
Thank you. Marilyn in Logan, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi. This morning I was reading Lamentations for my devotional, and this is chapter 3, and this is where Jeremiah was lamenting the destruction of Jerusalem. And in the midst of all the disaster that was there, he relied, he went back and showed his reliability, that God was reliable, and that there was where his hope was.
Amen.
So this is chapter 3, starting at verse 22. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him.
Amen. Amen. Great Amen. Passage. Thank you, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
Rachel in Kentucky, you're on the air.
If there ever has been a time we need to be reminded of the stories of old and how the men and women of God have stood right in the face of adversity, it's now. I'll read Daniel 6:10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and the windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime.
Yeah.
I'll leave off with 2 words. Pray again.
Yeah. We need to do that. Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks.
Alice in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you so much. I want to tell this. I am blind, and so I haven't read the Bible in a long time. But I do hear it from my husband and electronically and, you know, sermons. But first of all, Jesus said in Revelation, I have some odd against you that you've left your first love. So I want to make sure every day that I really do love him, number one. And the Bible said, draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. The Bible said in Peter, we can make our call and election sure. And we can know we belong to the Lord because of Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And the Bible also says someplace, and if we know we belong to him, we've had that assurance, hope thou in God.
Amen.
And also, if we keep our mind on the Lord, he will give us peace.
Amen.
And that's what we need today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Alice. I'm just about out of time here, but though you're not able to read the Word of God, you know it. You've shared it. You know it in your heart. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. One last call today. This one is from Atlanta, Georgia. And Leroy, you're on the air.
Yes, I have two. One is Proverbs 3:4-5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path.
Yeah.
Also, he told us, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you.
Amen. Amen. Great passage. Thank you, Leroy. And to all of you calling in, as I know said, we could go for hours on this. And we trust today's program is one that's built you up in the faith, encouraged you, even in the midst of difficult times. And a passage I've often referred to myself is from Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And friends, as you find yourself growing weary and tired and discouraged and sometimes edging on the time of despair, go to God's Word, the source of our comfort, the source of our strength, the source of our encouragement. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.